Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. This Monday morning, I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. State-run UCO Bank tied up with four insurers to offer various insurance products to its customers through its network of branches across the country. The lender teamed up with SBI Life Insurance Company, the Oriental Insurance Company, and Religare Health Insurance Company, Star Health and Allied Insurance for selling their products. With these new partnerships, the lender will now be offering a much wider range of insurance products, UCO Bank MD and CEO Atul Kumar Goyal said. With 58,746 cases of coronavirus in the national capital, the centre, along with the Delhi government, has agreed to ramp up containment strategy, mapping of all containment zones, vigorous contact tracing of positive cases, rapid antibody testing to gauge the prevalence of the disease, intensifying social distancing and surveillance at the ground level are among the key measures discussed at the high-level committee meeting called by Union Home Minister Amit Shah. Amid the tense border situation between India and China, both sides have decided to hold a diplomatic-level talk for de-escalation and disengagement in Galwan Valley. Sources told India Today TV, India-China military and diplomatic talks are scheduled to take place during the week to facilitate mutual withdrawal of forces. The Indian Press Information Bureau's Twitter account has posted about yet another fake news forward doing the rounds online. This time it seems to be a doctored government order instructing tech companies to restrict the functioning of a few China-made smartphone applications in India. The government has clarified that the order is fake and no such instructions have been issued to Google or Apple. China reported 18 new coronavirus cases for June 21st, 9 of which were in the capital Beijing, the National Health Commission said on Monday. This compared with 26 confirmed cases a day earlier, 22 of which were in Beijing. Local authorities are restricting movement of people in the capital and stepping up other measures to prevent the virus from spreading following a series of local infections. Petrol and diesel prices have increased for the 16th consecutive day. There has been an increase of 33 paise for petrol and 58 paise for diesel on Monday. Prices for petrol have increased by ₹8.30 and ₹9.22 in 16 consecutive hikes. The increase in the rates of petrol and diesel varies across India depending on local taxes and VAT. The World Health Organization yesterday reported the largest single-day increase in coronavirus cases by its count at more than 1,83,000 new cases in the last 24 hours. The UN Health Agency said Brazil led the way with 54,771 cases tallied and the US next at 36,617. Over 15,400 came in from India. Experts said rising case counts can reflect multiple factors, including more widespread testing as well as broader infection. And that's all we have for you today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.